Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can. And if you'd like to connect with me online, you can do so at www.karencan.com. And I'm so excited because in a very short while, I'll be releasing my first book. It's called Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. I had no idea when I started this over a year ago it was going to be over 300 pages. But I'm very excited to share a lot of different amazing holistic strategies that I have discovered that can really help people heal chronic pain. So since you are on the line right now, whoever's listening, I want to let you know that there is going to be a free book weekend coming up where you can download the free Kindle version. Now, Kindle's from Amazon, and they allow authors to offer a free book, like a few days, where you can offer your book for free. So if you want to find out about that, go to www.karencan.com/freebook. And then sign up to get notified so you'll know exactly when that that free book release is coming up. So anyhow, our topic for today is about easy telepathy that anyone can do. So if you're calling in, you'd like to ask a question later on in the program, and you can. It's just 818-514-1190 and then hit 1 so I know your hand is up and that you have a question. So again, that number is 818-514-1190. Okay, so what is telepathy? Well, I think most of you have probably seen some films in the past, some futuristic films where, you know, people or aliens could just, you know, talk to each other in their heads. They didn't have to move their mouths, right? And they can have a whole conversation in their heads. Well, is this possible? Well, absolutely it's possible. Is it our everyday reality for the average person? No, it isn't. Is it the everyday reality for me? No, it isn't, not at that level. However, there are ways that you can do telepathy in a very simple form that really, really works. I've done this in my office with patients, taught them how to do it, and I've done it myself. I recently had to do it as well because there was a young man who's close to the family, and I was very concerned about him because he had posted something on Facebook about killing himself, and apparently his significant other had tried to commit suicide, and he was so distraught. Anyway, it's a long story, but I started kind of coaching, counseling him on Facebook, and then later on realized, you know, he really wasn't open to it. Didn't want to hear anything that I had to say. And so the only way I could connect with him is through telepathy, is through the heart space. And that's the one thing you want to really make a note of, is that this telepathy is actually not from mind to mind. It's from heart to heart. Okay, the telepathy that works, I'm going to teach you today, is heart to heart telepathy. So it's not really a mind-brain thing per se, because if you don't have the heart in it, it doesn't actually work. So for this particular case, now I'm going to show you the one that I teach my patients, which is probably the easiest one to do. The one that I do with my patients, together with them, as an energy healer, I can sort of help them channel that energy and focus it better than maybe they can do themselves without the other exercise I'm going to be teaching you. So what we do in the office, and this is what I did the other day with this young man, is that, you know, instead of kind of coaching, counseling, you know, telling him all these words, I sent the feeling of understanding and love for where he was at. And I thought back to, wow, was there a case back when I was really young that I felt maybe well, I probably didn't feel suicidal, but I probably felt very, very attached to the person that I was in love with, and just kind of like that painful, achy, kind of heartachy kind of love. And I mean, those of us that have done personal growth and transformation probably would judge it as codependent kind of love, like two broken people getting together. Like, you know, if I was a parent, you know, I might be tempted to go, oh my gosh, stay away from that girl. She's dangerous. You know, it's not a healthy relationship if you're into somebody who's cutting herself and who's trying to kill herself to get your attention. You know, this is manipulation, you know, but you know what? He don't want to hear any of that, of course, you know, because he's in a place of pain. He's in a place of loss and pain. And so what can we do to save his life? Well, you know, I thought, wow, I got to really practice what I preach here. You know? So I went into that mode, and where I'm calling it telepathy. You can call it whatever you want. So I went into that mode where I could sit quietly and reach into my heart and just, you know, beam that love to him and beam that I, you know, we love you, I care about you, just that sort of, you mean something, you are valuable, and just understanding that, hey, that's where he's at right now. You know, he's 14 years old, you know, he's a kid. So I think that he just needed understanding and someone to listen rather than someone to judge or coach or teach, you know. And so I sent that, and I think it made a difference because something had shifted in our conversation after that. So every day I've been doing that. Now, how long does it take to do this type of telepathy? Minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, that's it. Now, if you do it well, you're practically in tears because of the emotion. Now, let me tell you how we've done it in the office. So I had a woman whose husband was extremely upset with her. He was vicious, mean, and the reason was that she just, you know, said, I need to end the relationship. I can't do this anymore. And so he was so hurt that he did everything he could to hurt her back, which included, you know, getting a ferocious lawyer and just trying to, you know, do whatever he could to really make her upset and mad. And really, she could have gotten half of everything they own, but she said to me, you know, all I want is the house because I spent so much love and attention to rebuild this house. It's like my baby, you know, and that's, he knows that, and that's the one thing he's not going to give to me because he knows how much it means to me, and it's really hurting me. It's killing me. I can't sleep. I'm so upset. Nothing's working. The contractors are late. The lawyer's not responding to my phone calls. And literally, she was like a stress ball coming to my office. Like, she was ready to kill somebody. You know, she was so stressed out over her husband. And it wasn't that she hated him. She just didn't want to be, you know, the butt end of this harsh, you know, this harsh, angry energy he was basically shoving at her day in and day out. And so I said to her, okay, now, you really want to shift this relationship? And she said, oh, yes. I mean, I don't know what to do. What can I do? I said, okay. Now, I need you to tell me exactly what you want out of this divorce. She says, well, I want him to leave me alone, and I really want this house. I said, well, wouldn't you get more if you went through the regular divorce and court and everything like that? You would get more than just the house. She goes, yes, yes, I know. But I really don't want to go to court. You know, it's so painful. It's such a pain in the butt. I just want the house. I said, okay. Now, you sure that's what you want? And she's like, yes. I said, okay. All right, let's do this. So what I did was, you know, I held her hands and I said, okay, I want you to just take a breath in, close your eyes. I'm going to send a message to your husband. And I said, do you hate him? And she said, well, no, of course not. I said, well, what do you want for him? Well, she said, I just want him to be happy and to realize that I don't really mean to upset him. I don't mean to hurt him. I just want both of us to be happy. So we really, all we did was we just sent him that message, that feeling. And, of course, I have some tricks up my sleeve. So I said, well, and you know what? We need to keep you relaxed and unstressed so that that energy can continue. Because if you're mad at him and you're resisting and you're struggling, that energy is also sent to the other person and they want to push back. You know, if they feel an angry energy pushing at them, they want to push back. So we got to relax you and keep you calm. So we did acupuncture that day and she really shifted. Her energy just became calm. She was just relaxed. She wasn't worried anymore. And interestingly, over the next few weeks, everything started clicking into place. The contractors called her back. The lawyer called her back. Everything she needed done for this court case was going to happen. And so now she thought, well, I guess I'm going to court. So she just kind of, you know, relegated herself like, okay, we're just going to do this. So, you know, the day of the court case, and her lawyer sitting calmly there waiting for the husband and his lawyer, and they were late, and it was just very odd. So last minute, the husband and his lawyer comes rushing in, look a little frazzled, and just said, we want to settle. We want to settle out of court. And, I mean, she was just shocked. Her eyes were big. And her lawyer's like, okay, let's do this. And guess what she got? She got the house. And later she comes to me for an appointment, and she's in a great mood, and she says, guess what? You know, you settled out of court. I can't believe it. It's like a miracle. And I said, well, you know what? I'm sure what you did helped. And she said, you know, I could have gotten more than the house if we'd gone to court. And I looked at her and said, well, I asked you what you really wanted, right? You said you needed to be clear. And I asked you. She goes, no, I'm happy. I'm not complaining. You know, but it was pretty funny. But we've done several of these types of healings, quote unquote, together. And this is the kind of heart space telepathy that you can do. Now, what's the easy exercise that anybody can do? Even children, school-age children can do this. Okay, so I'm going to tell you another story, and you can write exactly what we did down. So my partner, James, comes home from work. This was many, many years ago, and he was livid. He was so upset with someone at work, and they had a huge argument, and he just was going on and on and on about how this person did him wrong and so on and so forth. And after about 10 or 15 minutes, I was listening quietly, and I said, honey, can I interrupt you for a second? He says, uh-huh. I said, well, I'm happy to continue listening to you vent, but I was just wondering if you wanted to change the situation. Like, did you want to shift out of this, or did you just still want to vent for a little while? So my partner pauses, you know, James pauses, and he goes, you know, I think I'm kind of tired of venting. I'm really tired, actually, physically tired. So, okay, what do you suggest? So I sat him down, and I said, okay, I want you to get a notebook and a pen. So he did. And I said, I want you to put this person's name that you have a conflict with at the top of, you know, this blank piece of paper in your journal. He says, okay. So he did that. And I said, okay, now what I want you to do is think of 10 things that you will really appreciate about her. And he looked at me like, what? I said, think now, you got to dig deep. I know you're angry right now at this person, but I want you to dig deep and go, what can you think of that you appreciate about her? And really feel that. So he's like, oh my gosh, this is going to take me a while. So he's sitting there, you know, sitting there thinking. And after about a minute or so, he writes something down. And then he thinks again, and he writes something else down. So I go and do something else, and I come back. Well, he turns the page, and he's still writing. And I said, wait a second, why are you writing that much? And he goes, oh, I decided to do it for everyone at work. I said, okay. So he's completely shifted. He's in a great mood. And, you know, he said, what I appreciate about them. I said, well, you may have to kind of be creative. It could be you appreciate them because they're on time every single day, you know, at the office, and you appreciate their punctuality. It could be something as simple as that. Or it could be you appreciate that they love pets. And you love pets, and you really respect and honor that they love pets. Or it could be that you appreciate that they walk in and they always have a matching, you know, earrings, shoes, and scarf. Whatever it is, it doesn't have to be big. You know, it can be little. It could be you appreciate them because they're always talking about their grandchild and how much they love them. Okay, it doesn't have to be much. So he did this, and he did this for about 8 different people at work. And he says, okay, well, I feel really, actually pretty good right now. So then he just closed up the book and thought nothing else of it. So the next day, he came back from work, and I looked at him, and I said, so what happened? And he goes, oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe this. I said, uh-huh. He's like, you know, the girl I had, you know, problems at work and you know, blah, blah, blah. And she said this and that. And I said, yeah. And she said, I walked into work. She marched right up to me and apologized. I said, really? And he said, yeah. I was, like, in shock. Like, I didn't know what to say. And she just apologized and said she shouldn't have said those things about me. And that was it. She was really nice to me for the rest of the day. And you know what? Everybody I wrote about was really nice to me all day. It was, like, the best day of work I've ever had. So I love telling that story because this is the power of energy. Your thoughts are energy. Your thoughts and feelings are energy, photons of energy, in fact, that actually communicate to other people. That's actually how telepathy works. It's just energy, you know? I mean, there are scientists that have actually proven that our thoughts are energy, little photons, you know, of energy. So if you have someone that you want to communicate with, especially someone you have a conflict with, someone that's, you know, you're not communicating well with, someone that you know, you don't know what to do with, you know, and sometimes it's really hard to face that person and communicate how you really feel because sometimes things pop out of your mouth, pops out of their mouth, and then you have conflict, and then it goes nowhere, you know. So this is a way that you can do it. You take a piece of paper and you write down 5 or 10 things that you appreciate about them. And to really make an impact, you do this daily for 30 days in a row, especially if you've got someone who's in trouble. You know, you've got a child, a husband, you know, whoever, a brother, sister, you know, that you love that's in trouble. This is how you do it. It can make a world of difference. Why? Because they receive that energy. They receive that packet of energy. Now, if in your heart and mind what you're saying is, oh, my God, you're such an idiot. How can you be with this person? You know, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? They receive that too. And that doesn't feel very good. And they're not going to want to talk to you, even if you've never said those things to their face. So we do have to really watch what we feel and what we think about someone because it does make a difference. You know that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones. You know, but calling me names will never hurt me, however it goes. Sorry, English is my second language, so I think I messed that one up. But you know which one I mean, right? The saying. Well, actually, our words do cut, and they can hurt. Energetically, you can actually cut someone like a knife, energetically. It's dangerous. So we do really have to be careful about the thoughts we think and the words and the kind of feelings that we send out to people. So if we really want to make a positive difference in this world, it's that heart space. That's how we do the telepathy. That's how we make a difference. You'd be amazed at what happens on the other end. Now, if you're doing this to manipulate someone to get what you want, unfortunately, if you send that kind of manipulative energy, because if you can't help it, you'll send it, it's not going to get you what you want. You can't be attached to the other person, you know, changing. For example, if somebody broke up with you and you're really hurting because you want your ex back, you know, if you write those things that you appreciate about them, you might very well get them back. But on the other hand, if you really love them, you would honor where they're at, you know. So the things you could write about them, you know, maybe about you appreciate that, you know, that they're willing to stand up for what they believe in, and you honor that. So the simplest, fastest way to do telepathy, to make a shift in a relationship, is to write down 10 things you appreciate about a person every single day for 30 days. Now, you can keep going if you really want to, like, make this relationship amazing. And you can do it for whoever you want to do it from. For, you know, family, friends, significant other, your ex, you know, your ex-partner, whoever it is. And without any expectation, you know, that's the key. if you have an expectation of them changing or being a certain way, then, you know, then that kind of feeling also gets transferred, and that's not a very good feeling. It feels like a confinement. It feels like some sort of manipulative, you know, energy. So you really got to let go and just allow yourself to feel those feelings, those positive feelings of what you appreciate about them. Now, I had another case in the office where a man who was disabled and didn't have a lot of money, he got a call about his son. His son had apparently tried to commit suicide, and the son lives many, many, you know, thousands of miles away. My patient had no money to visit him. He was in a state of ill health. It wasn't actually smart for him to go to support him, yet he came to the office. He was so upset. He had not slept for days. He was shaking. He was unwell, and unfortunately, when we're at where we can are that in that state, we actually can't really help anyone. You know, we're in a state of low energy and imbalance, so we actually cannot share any positive energy with our loved ones in that state. So I explained this to him, and I said, "There is something you can do. It's not going to cost you a cent if you're willing to do it, and I think it'll really help." He says, "Well, I'm willing to do whatever you say." I said, "Okay, great." I said, "I want you to write down every day 10 things you love and appreciate about your son." And it could be, you know, it could be when he was 3 years old, he did this funny dance and he made you laugh until you peed your pants. You know? I mean, it could be anything. It can be something in the past. It could be something in the present. It could be how beautiful your grandchildren are and that's what you appreciate about him. Whatever it is you think about it from your heart. Express that through your heart as you write. And he said, I think I can do this. I said, okay, 30 days in a row. Yeah, you think you can do it? And he says, yes, I will do whatever will help. And so I see him, I think three, 4 weeks later. I said, well, how's your son? He goes, oh my gosh, he's doing great. He's out of the hospital. You know, he said, he's great. He's fine. I said, well, how are you doing? I'm doing well too. You know, so not only did he send healing to his son in this way, using this telepathic method, he actually helped to heal himself as well, because he was literally generating those feelings of love. And guess what? Love is healing. Those feelings, that energy is healing. So not only was he sending this telepathic energy of love to his son, he was actually bathing in it. And that's the key. And that's the key. There are other more complex forms of telepathy that you can do. One of them, it's not hard at all, but this usually will require an adult to do this. But you can actually write a letter that you don't send, but an empathetic letter. So if you have someone, you know, a child or somebody else that you have a conflict with, or you want to shift the relationship, you can literally write a letter from the perspective of you empathizing from their point of view. Again, this is a little bit more sophisticated. You actually really need to feel into that person and their situation. So if you're in a place of anger and resentment, it's going to be really hard to be empathetic. So it requires a shift on your part, you know, to do that. It's not quite as simple as thinking up, you know, 10 things that you appreciate about the person. And like I said, you know, the appreciation exercise is so easy. Even a school-aged child can do it. You can teach your children to do that if they have a conflict with their teacher, someone at school. I did have another patient. She was a young teenager at the time, and she really couldn't stand one of her teachers. The teacher was always picking on her and was very strict. And I said, okay, well, if you really want to shift the relationship, I want you to see it from the teacher's point of view, how difficult it could be, you know, understand that it's probably a self-esteem issue on that teacher's part, and that's why she's being hard on you, and it's really nothing to do with you. It's her own stuff. And the teenager was like, oh, I never thought of it that way. I said, well, do you think you might be able to empathize with her a little bit, knowing that now? And she said, yeah, I think so. I said, okay, well, you know, why don't you write a little letter? Now, you're not going to send this letter, but you're just going to write it, and tell her that you understand that whatever her life has been, that you forgive her, you know, for how she's treated you, and you prefer not to be treated that way, but you understand that that things happen, and she's trying to do the best she can with whatever she was given. And she says, okay, I can do that. So she did. And the next time she came to the office, I asked her, so how's your relationship with that teacher? She goes, oh, it's fine. I said, oh, really? No conflict? No, she's been great with me lately. I said, great, fantastic. You know, so that's just examples of how powerful each of us are to make a shift in our lives, in other people's lives. And we never really know that we can do this kind of thing. I mean, I call it telepathy. You can call it whatever you want. But all I can tell you is that it works. I have countless examples of how it works in people's lives. And so I ask you to just try it in your own life. You know, if it works for you, great. If it doesn't, no big deal. Anything else, you can try something else that works. So this is something that you can really heal the people that you care about, help them heal by doing this exercise. Just 10 things you appreciate about them every single day. And what's amazing is that you really start to enjoy it. Why? Because that energy starts being circulated in your own physical and energetic body, and it kind of heals the dark areas in yourself as well. And while you're at it, add 10 things you appreciate about yourself. Most people have the most difficulty with this, but if you're really wanting to make a difference in both other people's lives and your own, then appreciating yourself is probably one of the most key components of making that difference. Because whatever energy you are radiating is either going to hurt someone or heal someone. So if you can be in that place of loving forgiveness, that will really help others as well. So for those of you just listening in, we're talking about easy telepathy that anybody can do, even school-aged children can do. And if you're calling in, like to ask a question, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190, and just hit the number 1, so I know that your hand is up. So we have a few minutes left. I just want to tell you about one more example of this and how I kind of stumbled upon this, many different avenues and many different wonderful teachers. But many, many years ago, probably over a decade ago, I was listening to the American Holistic Medical Association's tapes from their annual meeting, and there was a woman there, a doctor, and she talked about how people can feel energy. And I thought, well, that's fascinating. I didn't really know too much about energy medicine back then. And she says, you know, whatever you think about your patients, they can feel that. And that will really change how they react to you and how they, you know, whether they listen to you or not. And I thought, oh, that's kind of a scary thought. Because with every doctor, I'm sure they won't want to admit this, but there's always a couple of patients in your practice that drive you bananas. And usually it's because they're not listening to what you say or do, or they're needy or whatever. So I had a patient like this many years ago, and I was very upset with her because she was very mean to my staff. She was short with them, and I would have to, you know, constantly tell her what she was doing was inappropriate. And so when I saw her name on my schedule, my heart would just kind of cringe, like, oh, God, it's her. Because I didn't know what to do with her, and she was never well, she was never happy, she was always upset, it was always somebody else's fault, you know, that kind of person. And I was like, oh boy. But then after listening to this other doctor talk, I thought, oh my gosh, I really got to shift my energy with this woman. I can't walk into the room and go, yeah, I wish you weren't here, you know, that's not good. I mean, if she's going to feel that energy, how dangerous is that? I don't want my patients to feel that. So I thought, well, what can I appreciate about her? What can I appreciate about her? So I thought long and hard, and I thought, oh, she's so wonderful with plants. She is like a green thumb. She's amazing with plants. And I'm really bad with plants, so I'm like, I really appreciate people like that. So I thought, before I walked into the room, I literally, you know, stood there outside the door, and I thought about this woman. I thought, you know what? You are amazing with plants. Thank goodness there are people like you on this earth. And then I walked into that room. She smiled. I think it was the first time I saw her smile. She smiled at me, and she said, you know, I want to apologize to how I was treating your staff last week. And I was just like, wow, really? I was so shocked. It was amazing. And ever since that point, she was polite. She was kind to my staff. She never, ever, made a big fuss anymore. We enjoyed having her in the office. And, you know, I realized that even though maybe she wasn't listening to most of what I was telling her to do at the time, that the relationship itself was healing. So that was what made the difference. And so I love every single one of my patients, every single one of them. I have to. And it's not like it's hard. I mean, it's easy because we all have that core of humanity. If we can connect with others using that core essence of ours to realize we are all one, then it's not that hard at all. So our time's just about just about up, but I don't have any questions. Lots of callers, but not a lot of questions. I hope this has been helpful for you. And so I encourage you to go out there and do this easy telepathy and to teach it to your kids as well, especially if they're having difficulty at school or with a friend. You'd be amazed at the results. I'd love to hear what your results are as well. So connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/ Dr. Karen Can, or on my website, karencan.com. Thanks for listening, everyone.